Welcome everybody to the house of the Lord. And you know what? The presence of the Lord is here because you brought him in with you. And I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. The topic and message today is the fivefold ministry gifts. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. God hotwires every single child of his with gifts and calling. Anybody agree with that? And a lot of times you will not know what your gift and calling is, but usually as you're growing up, you'll see you have a hunger and a desire for some specific kind of thing. An example might be you might want to be a beautician. That's ministry of gifting. Some of you like to operate fixing vehicles or helping someone with different things, ministry of helps. But we're going to talk about what God is going to do and is doing in this house. I have been praying for some years because I accepted the Lord as my Savior in 71, and I started to study under Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland. And they really taught me well. And a lady named Judy Weatherly from Packard Electric, she taught Bible study. We had a Holy Ghost party. Okay, so if you look at Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12. And he gave some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So you have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Why did God put these in the body of Christ? Verse 12 is the answer. Go ahead, brother.
So we could be strengthened, so
the body
could be built up.
Okay. And in Scripture it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When someone gives a message on Sunday or whatever day it is, and they give a message in tongues, then they will end up giving, someone will bring the interpretation. And that's the proper way it has to happen if it's God moving. Because he isn't for confusion, chaos, or anything of that nature. Amen? So he is equipping us through these fivefold ministry gifts. If you look at your hand and you think of the thumb, how many remember Bishop Jim Erb? Jim Erb was truly an apostle and bishop. They're used interchangeably. He would oversee a network of people, ministry gifts, churches, and whatever. How many of you know David Wilkerson? David Wilkerson wrote, the first book he wrote, I believe it was Crossing the Switchblade. There may have been one before that, I'm not sure. But Crossing the Switchblade was a tremendous book. And every single book that Dave Wilkerson wrote is prophetic in nature, which means prophetic meaning prophecy, and these things will come to pass. That's what God wants us to operate in. Many of us will operate in a gift that doesn't make us a prophet. I'm so thankful to God for how he has taught me, trained me, and equipped me. I've had a lot of practice these 50-some years. God has prepared Chip years ago through his grandfather, and he's equipped him through the type of ministry works that he does. He has a company called Melwood. Anybody know that? Okay. And he has a chaplain over every one of those ministries wherever they're at. He oversees that work. That's how you know God has truly equipped him. I had the privilege to serve on the pastor search committee with him. And I knew immediately back the first time I served on the search committee, this is our pastor. But he didn't want to take it yet. So now a couple people and I have prophesied over him that he is to be the head of this house. And isn't he doing a marvelous work for the good Lord? Then you have the prophet, and I explained that David Wilkerson truly is a prophet. Every book he wrote is prophetic in nature. Some people give a prophetic word And it's not really a prophetic word. I think it's a pathetic word. But it's of God. It will set right with your spirit. He will give you, folks, the inner witness from the Holy Spirit to know, yeah, this is of me, or no, it is not. You'll know. He'll give you Holy Ghost radar. Then you have the evangelist. Let me explain one more thing. Sandy Calkin. Anybody ever hear of Sandy Calkin? Sandy Calkin is truly a prophet. And there's many people in this house that are prophets. And we're just waiting on God to reveal who they are for this house. We have to wait on the Lord, folks. A soul winner. Anybody know what a soul winner would be in the fivefold? What are they called? Evangelist. Billy Graham. How many knew Billy Graham? Anybody going to hear his relative at the amphitheater next to the good? Praise God, so am I. But there are so many soul winners out there. I thank God for the privilege, because when I first got born again, Johnny K from WHOT Radio and Tom Allman from the Barn Ministry in Newton Falls says, Carol, I want you to tell three people what you just did, except when Christ is your Savior. Well, I never shut up about it since. I still keep telling people. I led many people to the Lord at Packard. I'm leading people to the Lord at the hospital. Wherever He leads me, I said, God, where you want me to go, I will go. I will follow you. I will listen to your voice. John chapter 10 and verse 5, it says, my sheep follow me. Why? Because they know my voice. See, I can't call John Coker and say, hey, John, this is Cindy, your wife. He'll say, Carol, I know my wife's voice and you ain't my wife. That's how crystal clear God wants us to hear and know His voice. God will never give you confusion. Confusion is from the enemy. So wait on the Lord and expect Him to speak to you and direct you. John 15, 5 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't even breathe properly, folks, without His help. Bishop being used interchangeably with apostle and bishop, I went to see a gentleman named Bishop Leroy Jenkins. His church is on Himrod and Jackson on the east side. And he's a great brother and a great pastor. I worked with him at Packard. I worked with his wife, Diane. And he said, yes, I will ordain you. So I just follow the leading of the Lord. I believe we needed a covering. Every one of us need a covering. But now, thank you, Jesus, we have not only Jesus as our covering, and He's number one, but we also have Pastor Chip. I'm excited about what He's going to do in this house yet. Great things. Pastor Bill Sawtell is a pastor. We have other people in the house that are pastors, whether it's visitation, whether it's prison ministry, whatever. Serve the Lord with your whole heart and your whole being. That's what it's all about. Teacher. There's many teachers in the house. And I thank God for John Wiseman, who has now come on staff again to be a teacher. He's an excellent teacher. He can do some real good college teaching. He's very skilled and gifted from the good Lord. Okay, for the equipping of the body to do the work of the ministry, I'm going to give you a word. I don't know if anybody's taking notes, but the word shape, S-H-A-P-E. S stands for spirit. Our spirit, that's the part that connects with God. You can't connect God with your thinking, your will, your emotions. The number one way is through your spirit, the part of you that's born again, the part of you that contacts and connects with Almighty God. Then you have the heart. Some people have a heart like Sherry and Glenn Gray. They have a heart for Israel. They are praying for Israel habitually, all the time, every day, many times a day. Many people in here have gifts, and they have a particular burden on their heart. The flag ministry. It's important to you, isn't it? Operating in the gifts of the Spirit, it's important to you also. And as we're led by the Holy Spirit, greater things are going to come, folks. Kathy Reckner has a heart for missions. So does Mary Jane and Sam Morrison. So you pray, Lord, what do you want me to have a heart for? If you're not connected with the women's ministry on Monday night or on Wednesday morning, please come. Even if you don't stay for all of them, come and get blessed. The fellowship is wonderful. A is for abilities. God gives us abilities to serve him in many ways. Some people love working with kids, like Miss Chrissy and her husband Jerry. They do a great job with the ministry here. So we need to mark those people who labor among us. It's important. Scripture tells us to do that. Stop and think, what am I really good at? I'm good at winning people to Christ, because I never shut up about the Lord when I got born again. But then there's times I just wait on him and wait for him to move me here or there. And many times he'll tell me specifically where to go. P stands for personality. Sometimes our personality needs an adjustment. And I was at Mahoney County Jail on Sunday, and I said, we sang a song, "If you need an attitude adjustment, call them up and tell them what you want." And the inmates started laughing. I said, "Now, why are you laughing? Do you need an attitude adjustment?" Thank God that we have the privilege to grow and allow people to help us on our journey. Some people will be used to correct us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works." What a privilege it is to know God's word. That's the number one way we overcome the enemy. We have to first submit ourselves to God, then we're in a position to resist the enemy and he must flee. So allow God to work on our personality, work on these different areas with the word shape, and allow him to continue to move mightily. E stands for experience. Stop and think, what is your experience? How many in here have gone to Israel? Praise God. It's awesome. What an experience. Your life will never be the same. You agree? Bring you closer to the Lord and just think, man, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to go there. We need to pray and seek the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? How can I serve you? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, Carmen, plans that are good and not evil, plans to give you a future and a hope." Stand on God's promises. Allow him to minister to us. None of us have arrived yet. So we need to extend grace, mercy, kindness, gentleness. Let the fruit that is of the Holy Spirit, First Corinthians 12, and also Romans 12 tells about the gifts that are of the Holy Spirit. And he wants the fruit that is shown forth out of our life to cause people to desire it. He told us we're going to be salt. Why do we want to be salt? To make others salty for the Lord and the things of God. Light, he said, you will be like a beacon light showing people there's more to things than you're experiencing. And he wants to use every one of us. We need one another. The tongue is a very small member, but most of us get in trouble with it. Amen? So we got to constantly ask God, fine-tune me to be the individual you're calling me to be. Help me to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Because when you have an attitude of thankfulness and appreciation, your life will go a lot more smoothly. Anybody else ever experienced that, or is it just me? I think we all could say, thank you, Jesus. So we need to guard our eye gates, our ear gates, and our mouth. And we need to put on the full armor of God. And the full armor of God is found in Ephesians chapter 6. We need to put on the belt of truth. Lord, help me to always speak truth. That will guard this whole area. Then you want him to guard your heart. Amen? The enemy is trying to put all kind of junk into our heart. He wants to steal our affections and say, oh, this will be more fun doing this today. Don't even bother going to church. You say, nope, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to get the Word of God in me, and I'm going to begin to do what he's been calling me to do for some time. Then you need to put on the helmet. The helmet guards your mind. If you are not experiencing a battle of the mind, I'd like to know what you're not or what you're doing for the Lord, because the battle has been raging. But thank God we can put that helmet on. When you get up, Father, I put the blood of Jesus on my mind, and I want to resist the enemy. And I tell my ladies at the county jail at Mahoney County, I said, and if you're acting like the devil, you could tell the devil to get out of here all you want. Nothing's going to happen. We must first submit ourselves to the good Lord. There's a lot of people going around these days saying, well, God told me to tell you this, or God told me to tell you that. Test it out. Because not everybody that says it's thus saith the Lord is a thus saith the Lord. But we can call on him 24/7, the creator of the universe, and he's excited about you. He's excited of how you're going to be used for the kingdom. That's what it's all about. Perry Beaver, how many of you know Perry and Joanne? He has a real heart for our country. Pretty much every Sunday in Sunday school, he'll say, my prayer request is for our country. He's very consistent and adamant on praying for our country, praying for our government, praying for our leaders. Whether you like them or not, whether you think they're doing a good job or a great job, pray for them anyway. And I am praying, Lord, put the right people in there who are going to honor you and allow America to be hot on fire for God again. Standing on godly principles, standing on the founding fathers' principles that you have instituted through them. Amen? We need to, as I was growing up, I was always asked this question. Why did God make me? To know him, to love him, and to serve him. That's kind of like a key that you keep that before you and expect to see God move. Now, whether you're in a ministry gifting like Diana Laniger, she takes care of animals. I think she's a friend to St. Francis. And a lot of places, they do bless animals, and I think that's great. God gave us animals to enjoy. He gave us one another to enjoy. And as you grow with your attitude of thankfulness and appreciation, you will not be the same. Turn in your Bible, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 after Romans, starting with verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting with verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So he wants us to be schooled and learn about these things. For you know when you were Gentiles, carried away with these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. That's very important. I grew up and I used to hear people say God's name in vain. And one day I walked on the shipping floor at work, and this foreman had just got done saying that. And I came into the shipping floor, and all these guys were facing him, and his back was to me. And they kept, say it again, say it again. Then he turned around and saw me, and I said, and you who are without sin, cast the first stone. We won't have any stone throwers around, will we? Okay, verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but it is the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Lindy has a gift of administration. Pastor Chip has a gift of administration. Some of you have gifts of administration. Thank God for whatever he wants to use you in. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So no gift is for a private interpretation. Oh, well, this is my gift. You can't have it. Wrong attitude. I thank God he wants to use all of us, and we all need one another. There's no Lone Rangers in the body of Christ. The Lone Ranger had Tonto. Batman had Robin. Now, who did Dorothy have? Toto and the ruby slippers. So don't let anyone tell you or try to isolate you. That's a work of the enemy. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And to another, diverse kind of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. So we had that happen in the last couple of weeks here in Sunday service. Thank you, Jesus. I want it to happen whenever the Lord wants it to. Now, it may not happen every Sunday. Just remember, be ready. When you come to church, be prayed up and expect God to use you in some kind of way. But all of these worketh the one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. You may be an eyelash. You may be an ear. You may be a mouth. Thank God for whatever he calls you to. And the more you exercise and use your gifts, the more fluent, and it will work. It will always be for the benefit of all. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, whether we have been made to drink into one Spirit. And it's a capital S, the Holy Spirit. He wants to literally possess us. He wants to fill us up so full that we just overflow with his anointing, with his presence, what another person may need. So if the foot will say, because I am not the hand, I have no need of the body, and therefore not of the body, don't let anybody tell you you're not important and you're not needed. That would be the enemy telling you that. And I guarantee he's probably told everybody in here who's in ministry of some sort that you're not needed. You can go somewhere else or don't go anywhere. Tell the enemy where to go. Cover yourself with the blood daily. Put the whole armor on. Take communion. You don't have to just come once a month and get communion here. Many of you do take communion on your own, and I thank God you do that. It's very important. So if the ear would say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? So we need every single part of our body to function and do good, same way we need every one of us. But now that God has set members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. That's the key. Are we pleasing God? Are we doing what he wants us to do? Are we giving him the credit and the praise for the privilege to lead someone to Christ or to minister and help someone? Just like Angel. I've been praying for Angel because she keeps passing out. I said, are you passing out or are you getting slain in the spirit? So I want the Lord to show the doctors or whoever, whatever it is, to correct her situation. I don't want her falling and hitting her head on the cement or concrete or whatever. So this is why when God places a situation, a ministry, a work, a person on your heart, he's doing it for a good reason, so that we will take a prayer burden and pray like Sherry and Glenn pray for Israel. And every one of you have different things on your heart, different ministries. I thank every one of you for coming tonight. It's my prayer that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will keep you encouraged, built up, strengthened, refueled, and refreshed. Let's have a word of prayer, and then Grant will come up and assist. Father, again, we thank you for this privilege to come before you. We want to grow. We want to be fed spiritually. We want you to encourage and touch each person's heart and life today. Many have burdens, Father. We ask you to just touch each life. Let us never be the same. So please give us balance, stability, wholeness, and empowerment. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, folks. God bless you. Ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. God bless you.
And all my sin rolled away goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Give God some praise. Oh, we see the evidence, Lord. We see the evidence, Lord. Yes. Oh, we exalt you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome everybody to the house of the Lord. And you know what? The presence of the Lord is here because you brought him in with you. And I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. The topic and message today is the fivefold ministry gifts. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. God hotwires every single child of his with gifts and calling. Anybody agree with that? And a lot of times, you will not know what your gift and calling is, but usually, as you're growing up, you'll see you have a hunger and a desire for some specific kind of thing. An example might be you might want to be a beautician. That's ministry of gifting. Some of you like to operate fixing vehicles or helping someone with different things, ministry of helps. But we're going to talk about what God is going to do and is doing in this house. I have been praying for some years because I accepted the Lord as my Savior in 71, and I started the study under Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland. And they really taught me well. And a lady named Judy Weatherly from Packard Electric, she taught Bible study. We had a Holy Ghost party. Okay, so if you look at Ephesians chapter 4, 11 and 12, and he gave some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. So you have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why did God put these in the body of Christ? Verse 12 is the answer. Go ahead, brother.
So we could be strengthened, so the body could be built up.
Okay. And in Scripture it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. When someone gives a message on Sunday or whatever day it is, and they give a message in tongues, then they will end up giving, someone will bring the interpretation. And that's the proper way it has to happen if it's God moving. Because he isn't for confusion, chaos, or anything of that nature. Amen? So he is equipping us through these fivefold ministry gifts. If you look at your hand and you think of the thumb, how many remember Bishop Jim Erb? Jim Erb was truly an apostle and bishop. They're used interchangeably. He would oversee a network of people, ministry gifts, churches, and whatever. How many of you know David Wilkerson? David Wilkerson wrote, the first book he wrote, I believe it was Crossing the Switchblade. There may have been one before that, I'm not sure. But Crossing the Switchblade was a tremendous book. And every single book that Dave Wilkerson wrote is prophetic in nature, which means prophetic meaning prophecy, and these things will come to pass. That's what God wants us to operate in. Many of us will operate in a gift that doesn't make us a prophet. I'm so thankful to God for how he has taught me, trained me, and equipped me. I've had a lot of practice these 50-some years. God has prepared Chip years ago through his grandfather, and he's equipped him through the type of ministry works that he does. He has a company called Melwood. Anybody know that? Okay. And he has a chaplain over every one of those ministries wherever they're at. He oversees that work. That's how you know God has truly equipped him. I had the privilege to serve on the pastor search committee with him. And I knew immediately back the first time I served on the search committee, this is our pastor. But he didn't want to take it yet. So now a couple people and I have prophesied over him that he is to be the head of this house. And isn't he doing a marvelous work for the good Lord? Then you have the prophet, and I explained that David Wilkerson truly is a prophet. Every book he wrote is prophetic in nature. Some people give a prophetic word, and it's not really a prophetic word. I think it's a pathetic word. When it's of God, it will set right with your spirit. He will give you, folks, the inner witness from the Holy Spirit to know, yeah, this is of me, or no, it is not. You'll know. He'll give you Holy Ghost radar. Then you have the evangelist. Let me explain one more thing. Sandy Calkin. Anybody ever hear of Sandy Calkin? Sandy Calkin is truly a prophet. And there's many people in this house that are prophets. And we're just waiting on God to reveal who they are for this house. We have to wait on the Lord, folks. A soul winner. Anybody know what a soul winner would be in the fivefold? What are they called? Evangelist. Billy Graham. How many knew Billy Graham? Anybody going to hear his relative at the amphitheater next to the good? Praise God, so am I. But there are so many soul winners out there. I thank God for the privilege, because when I first got born again, Johnny Kay from WHOT Radio and Tom Allman from the Barn Ministry in Newton Falls says, Carol, I want you to tell three people what you just did, accepting Christ as your Savior. Well, I never shut up about it since. I still keep telling people. I led many people to the Lord at Packard. I'm leading people to the Lord at the hospital. Wherever he leads me, I said, God, where you want me to go, I will go. I will follow you. I will listen to your voice. John chapter 10 and verse 5, it says, my sheep follow me. Why? Because they know my voice. See, I can't call John Coker and say, hey, John, this is Cindy, your wife. He'll say, Carol, I know my wife's voice and you ain't my wife. That's how crystal clear God wants us to hear and know his voice. God will never give you confusion. Confusion is from the enemy. So wait on the Lord and expect him to speak to you and direct you. John 15, 5 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't even breathe properly, folks, without his help. Okay, bishop being used interchangeably with apostle and bishop, I went to see a gentleman named Bishop Leroy Jenkins. His church is on Himrod and Jackson on the east side. And he's a great brother and a great pastor. I worked with him at Packard. I worked with his wife, Diane. And he said, yes, I will ordain you. So I just follow the leading of the Lord. I believe we needed a covering. Every one of us need a covering. But now, thank you, Jesus, we have not only Jesus as our covering, and he's number one, but we also have Pastor Chip. I'm excited about what he's going to do in this house yet. Great things. Pastor Bill Sawtell is a pastor. We have other people in the house that are pastors, whether it's visitation, whether it's prison ministry, whatever. Serve the Lord with your whole heart and your whole being. That's what it's all about. Teacher. There's many teachers in the house. And I thank God for John Wiseman, who has now come on staff again to be a teacher. He's an excellent teacher. He can do some real good college teaching. He's very skilled and gifted from the good Lord. Okay, for the equipping of the body to do the work of the ministry. I'm going to give you a word. I don't know if anybody's taking notes, but the word shape, S-H-A-P-E. S stands for spirit. Our spirit, that's the part that connects with God. You can't connect God with your thinking, your will, your emotions. The number one way is through your spirit, the part of you that's born again, the part of you that contacts and connects with Almighty God. Then you have the heart. Some people have a heart like Sherry and Glenn Gray. They have a heart for Israel. They are praying for Israel habitually, all the time, every day, many times a day. Many people in here have gifts, and they have a particular burden on their heart. The flag ministry. It's important to you, isn't it? Operating in the gifts of the Spirit, it's important to you also. And as we're led by the Holy Spirit, greater things are going to come, folks. Kathy Reckner has a heart for missions. So does Mary Jane and Sam Morrison. So you pray, Lord, what do you want me to have a heart for? If you're not connected with the women's ministry on Monday night or on Wednesday morning, please come. Even if you don't stay for all of them, come and get blessed. The fellowship is wonderful. A is for abilities. God gives us abilities to serve Him in many ways. Some people love working with kids, like Miss Chrissy and her husband Jerry. They do a great job with the ministry here. So we need to mark those people who labor among us. It's important. Scripture tells us to do that. Stop and think, what am I really good at? I'm good at winning people to Christ because I never shut up about the Lord when I got born again. But then there's times I just wait on Him and wait for Him to move me here or there. And many times He'll tell me specifically where to go. P stands for personality. Sometimes our personality needs an adjustment. And I was at Mahoning County Jail on Sunday, and I said, we sang a song, if you need an attitude adjustment, call them up and tell them what you want. And the inmate started laughing. He said, now why are you laughing? Do you need an attitude adjustment? Thank God that we have the privilege to grow and allow people to help us on our journey. Some people will be used to correct us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What a privilege it is to know God's word. That's the number one way we overcome the enemy. We have to first submit ourselves to God, then we're in a position to resist the enemy and he must flee. So allow God to work on our personality, work on these different areas with the word shape, and allow Him to continue to move mightily. E stands for experience. Stop and think, what is your experience? How many in here have gone to Israel? Praise God. It's awesome. What an experience. Your life will never be the same. You agree? bring you closer to the Lord, and just think, man, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be able to go there. And we need to pray and seek the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? How can I